This has really become, I mean, for the time of year it is, it's sort of a off time for the arts. I mean, we don't have a whole lot going on this weekend, but the Chamber Music Festival of Lexington has really become one of the area's premier arts events. And that's because of the quality of the people that it brings in. I was over visiting on a Monday afternoon and taking photos of Alessio Bax, who you hear all the time on WEKU on the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center broadcast and performance today, and Nicholas Pond, the tenor soloist they've brought in this year, rehearse. And it's like, you know, two world-class musicians in a horse arena in Lexington, Kentucky, rehearsing. I mean, and then, you know, on top of that, you've got folks like Nathan Cole, who is from here, and he's the associate concertmaster of the Los Angeles Philharmonic, just one of the rising star orchestras in the world today. And it's just a lot of real quality musicianship that's taking place out there.
Fans get it. Folks who really enjoy chamber music understand it's a really big event. But is the community at large, is it starting to catch on to the magnitude of this event?
It really is. And here's the really interesting thing. I've got a blog post up now and a column in Sunday's paper about Richard Young, who is their executive director. He's a 24-year-old guy, a Cincinnati Conservatory graduate. And he has really brought an air of sort of the digital age and the social media age to chamber music. They tirelessly promote the event through Twitter and Instagram and avenues like that, and they're generating interest. I was over at coffee shop across the street, and all the young baristas were talking about Alessio and how's Alessio, and we're looking forward to the weekend and stuff. So they really have not only engaging what you would call the traditional chamber music audience, but they're really bringing in a new kind of a holy grail of classical music these days, a new generation that is interested in this music.
Bluegrass Opera on stage two this weekend, and they have a treatment of an Oscar Wilde work.
Right. This is a world premiere production of a new musical by Lauren Dechtenberg, who is the director of Bluegrass Opera. And Bluegrass Opera's mission is to premiere new works. And they have submissions from around the country. And every once in a while, Lauren, who is a composer in his own right, will bring out one of his pieces. This is a piece that started when he was pursuing a master's degree at the University of Houston. And it's a musical adaptation of this Oscar Wilde story of a woman who believes that her husband is cheating on her, though there is a lot more to the story than that. And it's all set in sort of the comedy of manners that we're used to from other Wilde works, like The Importance of Being Earnest and An Ideal Husband and plays such as that.
And finally, a locally grown comedian is also performing this weekend down in Danville.
Right at the Pioneer Playhouse, which has kind of made a tradition. And this was a tradition that was set by their late artistic director, Holly Henson, who her other job was as a comedian. And so she started a tradition of bringing in comedians for sort of benefit fundraiser performances to end the season at the Pioneer Playhouse. This year it is Etta May, who is a Lexington-based comedian who has just really developed her own sort of Southern fried personality and should be right in the wheelhouse of the Pioneer Playhouse audience.
Rich, have a good weekend.
You too.